A new website, TrumpRx, that the president says will help Americans buy lower-priced prescription drugs, is now online. The site lists drugs at reduced rates with coupon codes to be used at participating pharmacies or directly through manufacturers' websites. It's part of his pledge to lower drug prices in the U.S., where consumers tend to pay much more than their European peers. Stephanie Tsai has more.
Amna, Trump's RX currently has about 40 brand name medications on offer from five companies, including popular weight loss and infertility treatments. At an event yesterday, the president called it one of the most transformative healthcare initiatives of all time.
This launch represents the largest reduction in prescription drug prices in history by many, many times. And it's not even close. You're going to see numbers that you're not going to believe.
But health policy experts caution the impact would likely be muted, especially for the 85% of Americans who have prescription drug coverage. With more, we're joined now by Dan Diamond, a reporter for The Washington Post, who focuses on policy and public health. Dan, it's good to see you. So talk about how TrumpRx works in practice. It's not a website that sells drugs direct to consumer, but it's more for information, right?
Yeah, it's a government program, a government website intended to help Americans get discounted prescription drugs. So you can be directed to a manufacturer's website. You can print out a coupon in some cases, maybe even call up a pharmacy directly and get the drug sent in the mail. It's more about information than actually purchasing the medication.
What kinds of drugs are available at these discounted prices right now? Why these specific drugs, and are more expected to be added?
The Trump administration has negotiated with 16 different pharmaceutical companies. Some of those companies have put their drugs on this website so far. So Novo Nordisk, which makes drugs that are used for weight loss, like Ozempic and Wegovy, you can go on the website and find access to discounts on those drugs. EMD Serono, which does fertility medication, there's significant discounts for drugs there as well. And then other drugs around diabetes, thyroid medication. But notably, a lot of these drugs are older, and there are generic alternatives for these medications. The pharmaceutical companies that are participating were not looking to give discounts on their bestsellers, their newest drugs. So in many cases, these are drugs where there might have already been discounts available. And if you go on the website and look, there is a warning even. If you have insurance, you might be able to get a discount that is better than what is available through TrumpRx.
Plus, most Americans have insurance where copays may be less than even the discounted price of these drugs, right? And yet not all insurance policies cover these really popular weight loss and fertility drugs. Is that where experts say we're likely to see the greatest impact and consumer benefit, Dan?
I think so. I think that's where there has been bipartisan excitement even over the obesity access. I talked to folks in Bernie Sanders' office when that announcement happened. Even they were saying this is something that would benefit many Americans. The challenge, I think, is that there are many drugs that are not listed here. I mean, if there are 43 drugs or so listed on the website right now, that is a tiny, tiny fraction of the medications that many Americans need. And the question is, how fast will more drugs come online? The Trump administration has said they're trying to add more, but as of right now, the benefits are limited really to the categories you highlighted.
Will TrumpRx have any larger impact on other drug prices?
I think the effort that the administration has made that goes beyond the website is what I'm watching. So the president and his deputies, I think to their credit, have tried to bend the ear of pharmaceutical companies on these high drug prices. They've gone to foreign leaders and asked them to raise the price of drugs overseas to help carry the cost of research and development here. So TrumpRx is a part of that broader strategy. If TrumpRx does have more drugs available, if it is expanded to the 90% or so of Americans who have health insurance, then it would be more beneficial. But there is a broader strategy here too.
You've also written, Dan, about the politics of this move by Mr. Trump. It's being touted by the president as the most impactful prescription drug reset in history. And of course, it fits into his broader agenda to convince Americans he's helping make life more affordable. Will enough Americans feel the benefit of this program in coming months to help the president make that case?
That's a great question. So Republicans historically have lagged behind on healthcare, especially in election years. There are polls, I saw one from KFF, a reputable firm recently, that found a double-digit lead for Democrats on most healthcare issues. Who do you trust to handle your health insurance? But on the issue of prescription drugs, it has narrowed. I think Republicans were only lagging behind by 5 points, which suggests that there is a messaging success potentially for Republicans. But healthcare has always been a crucial issue when voters go to the polls. Republicans are trying to make this more of their issue. And that's why this has been such a ballyhooed event by the White House, why they had Dr. Oz walking people through this televised infomercial almost to show how Trump RX worked.
That is Dan Diamond with The Washington Post. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Thank you.